Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. In 2003, the United States Congress designated 25 counties of western North Carolina as the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. The Blue Ridge National Heritage Area serves as the steward of the living traditions of our region, protecting and promoting the outdoor landscapes, heritage agriculture, Cherokee culture, craft, and music in western North Carolina. The Traditional Artist Directory, located on the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area website, blueridgeheritage.com, serves as a vehicle to promote artists found along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina. This week, we want to introduce you to Michael Reno Harrell.
My life's gone downhill since she found Goodwill. My stuff's gone bye-bye. I'm being downsized. Remote away, we might find the VCR, and I might decide to reinstall that CB in our car.
Just seeing Michael Reno Harrell would be hard to forget. His trademark long white hair and glasses cut a striking figure. But for those able to enjoy a performance of the songs he makes up and yarns he spins, Michael is unforgettable. His songs have been described as Appalachian grit and wit, but as his writing shows, Michael's awareness is much broader than the bounds of his boyhood home or even the Southern experience. His writing reflects an insight into people's experiences that catch the ear like an old friend's voice.
Has lines and my hands have spots and my eyebrows look like some old witch's broom. I sip and shower instead of wine. 4:30's now my supper time. Remind me why I came into this room.
Michael says he was conceived in western North Carolina and born in East Tennessee. Today, he lives in Morganton, North Carolina, and the places and stories of Western North Carolina are imprinted on his art. As a teenager, during the folk boom of the early 1960s, Michael traded in his drum kit for a used K guitar and decided it was time to hit the road in search of what Woody Guthrie was singing about. His travels took him to folk festivals, fiddlers' conventions, and bluegrass festivals all over the United States.
Sheetrock in the living room came down in one big sheet on the couch and the TV and you and me. I tell you what we need to do.
Trying his hand in the Nashville songwriter scene in the late 1980s, Michael seemed on the road to country music success. Artists such as Doug Stone and Perfect Stranger were cutting his songs, but eventually he realized that this wasn't the path he wanted to take, so he moved back to North Carolina. For much of his life, Michael has also been a graphic artist. He's worked as a logo designer, an illustrator, and an art director for major sign companies. His ultra-realistic graphite drawings have appeared on CD covers and hang on walls across the country. Today, his work often portrays nostalgic items that spur memories of the past and personal items, especially stringed instruments. He'll even draw a portrait of your very own instrument as part of his Peghead Portraits series.
I met her in a tavern in Chicago. Bought some beer and asked her to sit down. And she said, normally I don't talk to strangers, but sometimes I just get lonesome for the sound of
a southern accent when I'm feeling down. She said, you sound like Western Carolina. I smiled and told her Eastern Tennessee. She said, 5 years ago, I left Atlanta, and I said,
after a break from the Nashville life, Michael returned to music and has now released 15 albums, 2 books, and 2 live performance DVDs. Michael usually plays over 200 shows a year at festivals and venues throughout the country and finds his way onto radio airwaves nationwide. In addition to writing songs, Michael is also a world-renowned storyteller. His credits include being a featured teller at the National Storytelling Festival and teller in residence at the International Storytelling Center in Jonesboro, Tennessee, as well as being invited to share his talents at major festivals across the U.S., and British Isles.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.